Welcome back, Changemakers. There's a saying that persistence will help you get it, but consistency will help you keep it. Both words, persistence and consistence, are drawn from the same thought process, which is that repetition reaps rewards. Think of persistence as like sowing a whole load of seeds and the shoots coming through. Consistency is watering those shoots so they can grow. And what we're talking about today is how we can apply that thinking to grow ourselves, both personally and professionally. Let's get started. So it was Aristotle who once said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit. There's a lot of talk these days about habits. There's best-selling books on the subject. And the reason why habits are so important is because of the compounding value they add to our lives. A habit makes the thing that you want to do automatic. It eliminates the thinking process. When we think about what we want to do, emotions can sometimes get in the way, like the warm duvet when we know we should be getting up and exercising. The habit gets us beyond that and onto the thing that we're trying to improve in our lives. But the biggest value of a habit is once we've formed one habit, we now have a template for anything that we want to improve in our lives. In the context of learning and growing, the habit we're trying to create is learning something every day. And from that learning comes the growth that we're looking for. But before we go any further, let's go back to that quote from Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. It's the "are" I want to focus on. It's our identity. We're the sort of person that can put in place good habits that focus on our own personal and professional development. Then we'll develop a strong character and our impact will be so much greater. So let me tell you how this works. Think back to your teenage years. Many of my friends grew consistently. So each year they'd put on about an inch or two, and that growth rate was able to maintain a strong body. Their muscle development kept up with their height development. Now for me, I had a massive spurt. I think I grew about 6 inches in 1 year. The result, though, was at the end of that spurt, I felt very fragile. My muscles hadn't kept the same pace as the height I was developing. And I wandered around like some strange beanpole for about a year or two whilst my muscles caught up a little bit. And it's the same with our mental growth. If we just once a year sign up to a course or once a year read a book, it doesn't have any time to consolidate. It's not building on a pre-existing structure. It's not integrating with anything else that's going on in our lives. And as a result, it can feel like we're going backwards to move forwards. Whereas if you can make this a daily habit, your growth will be secure and consistent. But as usual, the problem most people have is just getting started. So how do we get started on this journey of growth and development? Well, here's some easy ideas. The first is to ask, what do you already like? If we're involved on a day-to-day basis in activities we like, they're easier to do. The next question to ask yourself is, what's easy? What do you find easy to learn? Start from there and grow from there. And once we get going, it's a great idea to be results-driven. So don't just think about the daily input. Think about, where will I be in 30 days? And then break it down backwards. Set yourself a target. It keeps the momentum. It keeps you focused on those days when it's a bit more difficult than others. And finally, make it simple for yourself. Be pragmatic. Is there a time of the day when you're more energized? Is there a space you can make to specifically focus on your growth and development? So for me, for example, that's an early morning thing. No brainer. Before I get started on all of the business activities or the family activities, I spend some time just for me. And for me, it's typically reading part of a book. Which brings us on to, what's the format that you like? Do you like reading? If so, is there a particular type of book you like to read? Do you like biographies, reading how other people have done things? Do you like pure non-fiction, where things are structured and broken down into easy pieces? Or do you like to absorb your learning from the fiction that you read? Or do you like to listen? When I'm in the car, my mobile university is always on. Or maybe you like to watch. Maybe you like videos like this that just give you some key insights and spark your curiosity to go and find out more. Whatever format you like, my one suggestion is to consistently make notes. Now, you're not making notes for anybody else to read, and in fact, you may not even read them yourself. But by writing them down, you're sending an extra signal to the brain that helps you remember the things that you've learned. But I want to just quickly go back to a third type of growth, which we haven't really talked about yet, but is absolutely critical to your development and your personal and professional growth. And that is compound growth. By far the best investment strategies are those where you invest regularly. Those consistent investments add up. And just like the steady growth that we talked about earlier, you will see steady growth. But what happens over time, thanks to the magic of compound interest, the growth that you see accelerates. And it's the same when it comes to our learning. When we're reading a book, or we're listening to a talk, or we're watching a video, the thing that we're learning in the moment has something to build on. There's something that we read last year. There was a talk that we watched last year that piece of new information attaches itself to. And then we're in the situation where 1 + 1 = 3, not 2. And that's the compounding growth that we're looking for in terms of our own development. So as we get started on this, I just want you to consider one little process, which is try, review, repeat. Not everything that we do for the first time, the second time, or even the 15th time is going to be successful. But as long as we're reviewing and learning and understanding where we can make some improvements, that's when we get the opportunity to not just repeat, but improve. So make your own personal development a game. Have some fun. Play with different formats. Play with different times of the day. All the time you're doing anything in this space, it's going to be helping you grow. Okay, I'd love for you to share the things that you're learning at the moment. Recommend a good book. Have you seen a great video? Share it with us. And if that's been of value, give me a thumbs up. Subscribe if you're new here. And I'll see you again next week. Take care.